Hi, my name is Rob Thomas, and today in the next instance of our job hunting series, we're going to talk about finding the right company. So I've alluded to this in many of the previous videos in this series, but this is going to get more specific about actually doing the homework and looking into the companies that we may want to work at. Now, this is, of course, assuming a few things. This assumes that you care, right? This assumes that you want to work for a corporation, that you're planning a career path and a trajectory for success, et cetera, et cetera. If there's an other option that you want to pursue, like starting your own business or company, et cetera, this is not necessarily the video for you. So we've talked about identifying at least the industry. You know, I think it's important for us to establish that I want to work in X. I want to work in nursing. I want to work in computer tech. That could be a lot of different things. However, you know, there's 400 different versions of that, whether it's software, whether it's hardware, et cetera, networking or compute. So there's a lot of different layers to even like that industry and so on and so on. So we've got to identify at least reasonably the industry and the industry segment that we want to work in. Once we've established that, you know, and you've heard me talk about this before, we use our rule of five, and I'm going to pick the five target companies in that particular industry that I want to work in. And again, keeping in mind, there might be two or three industries that I'm targeting simultaneously. So there's going to be target companies within those industries, et cetera, et cetera. The broader your search, the more likely that you're going to find a job with a company that you want to work for. And finally, we're looking for that the specific jobs within those companies in our target industry that we actually want to apply for. The ones that interest us, the ones that our skills most closely align, and maybe even the ones that are stretch goals where it might be a little harder to get there, but if we do, we're going to enjoy it a lot more because we're learning and we're being challenged. So let's think about these things. And at a very high level, why do I want to work at these particular companies? What are the criteria? We'll talk about that in a little bit more detail. And let's do some research. If we can do it face-to-face, it's even better. What are the former employees saying? What are they saying on Glassdoor? What are they saying on some of the other sites? There's even interviews that are done of people on that worked at previous companies on the interwebs, and you can look at those too. What's happening in business news? You know, where are they at in current news and historical news? You know, are there events? Are there red flags? Look for those things. What is social media saying about them? And what are they saying on social media? And make sure that you're digging into those things a little bit deeper. And we're also looking at their position in the market. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. But at a high level, these are at least some of the things that you want to consider. Research, research, and a lot more research. You want to dig, you want to read, you want to ask, you want to reach out and see what you can find out about the company. Now, I like to understand about the money. That's like one of the first things that interests me. I need to understand what their market position is. You know, what's their market capitalization? You know, are they healthy financially? What's their position relative to the other folks in their same industry? You know, is it a privately held company? Is it a publicly held company? You know, is it a startup? You know, is it, you know, currently venture capitalist funded? What are the options for me to perhaps be involved in that and be part of the marketing and perhaps investment strategy in that company? Maybe there's an opportunity for me to invest even if I'm not gonna work there. Let's dig in and let's find out what's happening with them. And the next thing we want to take a look at is ethics. And probably the most important thing, at least for some of us, maybe not as important for you. Maybe you're just an animal and you don't care and you want to go out there, but that's something that's very important to me. And I want to understand the character and the values and their intentions and the outcomes of their business practices in the marketplace. You know, are they employing underage children overseas? Are they dumping toxic waste somewhere into the environment? I need to understand what they're doing and how that's impacting the world and people and culture, and also how they treat their employees and how they treat their staff where their stand is, and not just because it's currently politically correct to do so, but where their stand is on diversity and where their stand is on LGBTQ issues, et cetera, et cetera. And is it real? Is it true? Do they practice it? And do their employees believe that they're practicing it? You know, what are their employees saying about that and how they do things internally? And to lead into that, what is their culture? And culture on a lot of different levels, and I'll get to that. But what is the culture of the company internally? Like, what are their actual current employees and former employees say about that? You know, do they show this one public face, but they actually have this different internal face? That's really important to me. I want to make sure that they're fair and they treat their employees well, and there's opportunities for their employees to excel and to have a voice within the company. And do the employees treat each other well? You know, and is it a family? Like, one of the things I love about my current company is that we're a family and we take care of each other, you know, and we have all the corporate challenges that any company does, you know, playing in the global market. But at the end of the day, I have a lot of friends and a lot of people internally in my company that I can count on. But there's another interesting aspect to culture when we're talking about a company, is how broad its culture is. Like, if you work in a global company, you know, do they have offices overseas? And do they really have a fundamental understanding of the differences and the nuances of culture when you're working in Europe, when you're working in Asia, when you're working in Central or South America, when you're working in Africa or Australia, New Zealand, et cetera, et cetera? And what does that look like? And is the company prepared for that? Do they recognize that? And is that an environment you want to work in? Do you have the chops? Do you want to be exposed to all of these diverse cultures? And are you ready to learn or want to teach how to work in such a diverse environment? So some other things to consider for sure. And you should already know this, but is this an industry where you're getting into that's very heavily regulated? And is there existing legislation that's pending that could adversely affect the success of that entire industry or that particular company? You know, are they right there on the tipping point for success or failure? And are you willing to kind of step into that, to that risk, or even participate in maybe championing for that company in that regulated environment so that they can succeed? Certainly some things to consider. And finally, of course, what is their mission? You know, their mission statement, you know, and what are they actually looking to accomplish out in the marketplace, the local marketplace, the global marketplace? And does that align with what would you want to do? Do you care about that? Do you just need a job? But if that matters to you, is it really just the window dressing that they put on their mission statement on their website, but what they're actually doing out in the world is something completely different? Do their actual business practices align with their mission statement, align with the ethics and morals that matter to you? Make sure you understand that. If you want to set yourself up to be happy and to be successful at a company, all of these things matter. And take a look at these. And let's dig a little deeper into some of the details. But I wanted to make sure that this is one of my favorite statements, and I'll read it. You know, you want to wake up in the morning and think the future is going to be great. And that's what being a spacefaring civilization is all about. It's about believing in the future and thinking that your future will be better than the past. And I can't think of anything more exciting than going out there and being among the stars. This is one of my favorite quotes. It's very inspirational to me because it's a passion that I also share about doing something amazing. And it might not be possible at certain points in my career to be involved in something like this, but can you imagine working for the most amazing company in the world, doing the most amazing things, if those are the things that align, again, with your values? And for me, being able to go out there and create new technology and, you know, to explore new worlds, and I can get really dorky and do the quote, but I think it's important for us to, if possible, if we're lucky enough, to align our work with something that we passionately believe in and something that excites us. And sometimes it's difficult for us to align and understand what that big passion is. And we've talked about, maybe we can find the little ones, you know, the little micro motivators, and start to build on those and start to drive our career and our job search and maybe even our skill sets in that direction so that maybe we can get there. Maybe that's not a direct choice or option we have today, but maybe I can plan this job and this skill set that's going to get me to that step, and then that's going to get me to that step, and then I can actually, you know, do the next piece that's my dream gig. And again, it could be mine, it could be my company, or it could be working, you know, for someone else. But just consider that. So let's dig a little bit deeper and let's talk about some of the details. Now, these are, again, in no particular order, but these are kind of some highlights of things that I think about when I'm actually doing a research, doing the research for a company that I'm interested in, or, you know, of several. And the easiest and first thing I should be doing is reaching out into my network, my professional and personal network. Do you know somebody that worked there? Have you worked there? Can you give me some of the inside scoop? Because it's possible that the people that we know or the people in their circle that they know have some of the inside dirt about a company that's really important for us to find out early in the process. So reach out to your network and see what you can find out. You definitely want to dig into their competition. And I find it really interesting to see what these competing companies are saying about each other in the marketplace. It gives you an idea of the culture of both the companies, the culture of their marketing groups, and sometimes the culture of their leadership. There's a couple companies in my particular niche in the industry where their leadership, they actually get on social media and they're kind of toxic. And I'm like, you know what? That's not a guy that I want to work for. You know, he's on social media, he's talking trash, and he's, you know, he's kind of like a punk. And I don't want to work for a punk. I want to work for people that have a little bit of class and have a little bit of dignity. So think about that when you're picking your company and you're learning about their competition. And also, of course, who's their customers? What's their customer base? And this is an interesting thing because sometimes there may be a moral or ethical dilemma about who they're offering services to. And I'll give you an example. We've had some very interesting, vigorous discussions amongst some of my colleagues about a company that, let's say it's a technology company, that's offering technology to an organization that might be doing something that's a little bit toxic for the community. And so what is your ethical or moral stance on selling your products to other companies that might be doing nefarious deeds, so to speak, or things that you don't support? And what's your stance with your company, with your boss, with your company's leadership about expressing your opinion on that? Does that matter to you? You know, does the ends not justify the means, et cetera, et cetera? Like where do you follow that logic trail and that moral decision-making trail? And how far down the path or up the path does it matter to you? Think about it. Again, the company history, like how did they get where they are today? You know, are there any like dirty murders in their background? I'm kind of making a bad joke, but I mean, there are companies that have done some pretty awful things to be able to dominate where they're at in the market. Does that matter to you? Does digging that far back into their history, where did their initial funding come from? You know, how deep down that rabbit hole do you want to go? Are they a recent startup? And doing that research, and does it matter to you? And of course, company size, right? Like I don't mind working with a global corporations that have tens or even hundreds of thousands of employees. For some people, it might be a challenge to shine there. For some other people, they might be the place that they thrive. My wife, on the other hand, she likes to work at tiny small startups. That's where she loves that kind of small, tight-knit community and family that she makes with a smaller, like even 10 or less employees, 20 or less employees. And I work for a very large corporation, but I still make those similar connections even in a big company. So does that matter to you? Whether they're domestic, whether they're international, and what countries do they operate in? Maybe you want to travel. Maybe you love those opportunities. These are things to consider. And of course, what are the market analysts, you know, saying out in the marketplace as far as what are their company's prospects? Are they making really good decisions? What do they think about their leadership? What do they think about their market cap? What do they think about the new products that they're releasing? Where is all this going to go? And I absolutely find out who are all the key players, you know, who at least are the C-level executives. I research them deeply. I look at their career history. I look at their press. I look at the decisions that they've made in this company and previous companies. Are they under any personal or corporate litigation? You know, what's happened with their previous jobs? Were they fired? Did they leave abruptly? Did that company fail? Are they just going from company to company and raping their coffers and downsizing and slashing employees and never actually making a really good business decision, but showing all this fake bottom line revenue because they've just completely junked up and destroyed companies in their path of destruction, right? So what does that all look like? And I want to know before I go work for these people, I want to know that I can trust them. I want to know that I can respect them. And sometimes you can go undercover. Let me explain. If it's somebody that has a physical proximity where you go, you can actually go where they have lunch and sit down and listen to people that are out of the restaurants or at their local watering hole or their local, you know, their local as it's referred to in some parts of the world, and sit down and just hear what they have to say about their company, about their bosses. And again, maybe they've got charity events or maybe they've got organizations that they support, and you can go there and participate and volunteer and just kind of listen. Listen to the side conversation and the banter. And there's other ways that you can find deeper details on the interwebs about them and do deep research and get other information and find out what you can. And always kind of making sure that you've got your finger on the pulse of what they're doing. Are there any potential game changers that are kind of sitting in the wings and you're waiting for that to happen? And especially if you are working right up towards the interview, doing a quick check on what's happening with the company in the news and in the marketplace right before you step into the interview. Not doing deep research, but just doing a quick skim to see if like anything has popped up on Twitter, like within the last 24 hours, that might affect your decision A to work there, or be interesting current information that you could bring into the interview. And knowing when to use any of this deep research tactically and strategically in the interview is really important. Knowing what to share and how to share it, when to share it, if it makes sense, depending upon the level of job that you're going for, depending upon the level of the person that you're actually interviewing with, all of that matters. And of course, along that current event thing is making sure that you know exactly what the company is doing, exactly what the things that you're doing as far as products, services, and offerings. If there's anything new, anything exciting, any current changes, making sure that you know about that and you're prepared and you have that information at hand when you're ready to go into, you know, the next level and actually perhaps sit down in an interview. So we've gone through at a high level that you know, you've worked through your network, everybody knows that you're ready, you've done your research, you're out there marketing yourself. Now we've actually selected the companies, you know, that we're going to interview for. And we're really, they're also interviewing with us. Because when I sit down in there, I've now made a commitment and I'm proceeding through the process. But when I'm sitting in an interview with someone, I'm also getting a taste from them. You know, and whether or not they're friendly, whether or not they're kind of guarded, whether or not it's a toxic interview. And it also finally gives me that last taste of culture. And sometimes it's hard to read people there, but we're preparing for that. And we're going to go through this process. And again, it's deep research, deep research, deep research. And it's practice, being ready, having all that information at hand, and finally being able to step into the game and step into the interview. So I wish you luck on picking your companies and doing the research. And next, we're actually going to talk about stepping into the interview and preparing for that and the do's and don'ts and ways to succeed there. But again, thank you so much for joining us. Happy hunting and happy streaming.